we thought we were going to go aboard ship. And they said, well, we got some bad news. See that island over there in the distance on top of the water? About 4 miles over. It's called Tinian. We're going over and take that. And I said, I don't even have any underwear on. I don't have any socks. I don't have any underwear. So I hit that damn island over there without any socks on my feet and just my outside pants on, no underwear. And I'd been laying around on the ground for 3 weeks. You think I was very clean? No. Did I smell bad? Yes. Would I be infectious if I got wounded? Yes. But we're going over and take that island. So we got aboard ship, these little boats. And for 4 miles, we went over there and landed on that damn beach.
Of Tinian.
Tinian. Incidentally, that's where they took off with the atomic bomb. We took that island so they could do that.
That was a fairly small island, an area of 39 square miles.
It had a mountain on it called Mount Abachu, something like that. And we'd lost some men by then, but we went over there anyway. And there wasn't any beach. The land was about this high off the water. And this was all rock and coral. The water was down here. And here we're trying to go in there with boats. They said, well, we got them tricked, I think. They think we're going to land down here on the other end. We took some boats and went in there like we was going to land, but we didn't do it. And that kept them tied down. They got all our men down there. I said, boy, that's great. How are we going to do this? So the CBs were with us, and they chiseled that off to where we could get a boat up in there. So we landed our Marines in a column of battalions. Just like we're bumper to bumper out here on the highway, one behind the other. And we landed that whole damn bunch of Marines, one behind the other.
Because they just chiseled enough width for you guys to get through.
Just wide enough to get a truck up. So we landed, got set up during the night. And when they attacked us, we just slaughtered those guys. You see, part of it's dummy stuff and part of it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So how long did it take you to secure that island?
Just a day or so, I don't remember. In the meantime, I think it was about 10 days I was on that island, and I had dysentery. I was crapping blood because I was infected, you know, eating all that rotten stuff. I'm hardly able to eat chicken because chickens are eating those bodies. I can't hardly eat chicken anymore because they were eating the bodies of the Japanese.
Yeah.
We ate these K rations. Now, K-rations looked like you remember as a kid you had a Cracker Jack box?
Mm-hmm.
And you took the cover off of it. Why, it was covered with wax, and you busted the box open. And then that was a little flat tin, about that thick, just big enough to go in the box, sideways. And inside that would be scrambled eggs. Wasn't too bad. If you got another kind of box, opened it, you had hash. Not too bad. If you could warm it up, I'll never forget. There was a package of little biscuits. I don't know what they were. They were so hard you could hit them with a hammer and they'd fly like glass. Boy, they were hard. And then in that there was a package of chewing gum. The chewing gum was spearmint. That spearmint flavored everything in that box, including those little biscuits. We'd pulverize those biscuits in water. Mash them up with a knife, sprinkle the cocoa in there, stir up. We had us some milk chocolate with cocoa and cookies. It was better than nothing.
You said you had dysentery. And how long did
About 10 days. And a corpsman, that good old corpsman, he had some paregoric. He would stopper your bowels. Mm-hmm. You could eventually get over it.
So you just eventually got over it.
Eventually got over it.
All right.
That was the end of that, and we went aboard ship. Went back to Maui, got some more Marines so we could train them to go to Iwo Jima. And we didn't know we were going to Iwo Jima. They never would tell us. It was about 3 months. I was pretty handy with my hands, and I built a target out of an old trailer. And I built a frame and put gauze over it so it looked like a tank. So to pull that old trailer, I'd put in a post and a post over at this corner. And put that cable around that post and put two trucks, 4x4s, I think, called one on this end, one on this end, and it would pull that target that I made between those two posts. So I had a moving target.
Hmm.
So I was a hero. I wasn't interested in firing guns. It bored me to death. I don't have a gun to this day.